President Trump has talked of voter fraud in the 2016 election. He also said he was the clear winner, that he did win the popular vote. That was weeks ago. But we do know that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote and President Trump won the Electoral College. Meanwhile, President Trump is looking at dealing with issues of voter integrity. He set up a commission. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Deputy White House Press Secretary.
The president also just signed another executive order establishing the bipartisan Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. This will be chaired by Vice President Mike Pence. The president is committed to the thorough review of registration and voting issues in federal elections, and that's exactly what this commission is tasked with doing. The bipartisan commission will be made up of around a dozen members, including current and former secretaries of state, with Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach serving as vice chair. It will also include individuals with knowledge and experience in elections, election management, election fraud detection, and voter integrity efforts. Five additional members that have been announced as of today: Connie Lawson, the Secretary of State of Indiana, Bill Gardner, Secretary of State of New Hampshire, Matthew Dunlap, the Secretary of State of Maine, Ken Blackwell, former Secretary of State of Ohio, and Christy McCormick, a commissioner on Election Assistance Commission. The commission will review policies and practices that enhance or undermine the American people's confidence in the integrity of federal elections and provide the president with a report that identifies system vulnerabilities that lead to improper registrations and voting. We expect the report will be complete by 2018. The experts and officials on this commission will follow the facts where they lead. Meetings and hearings will be open to the public for comments and input, and we will share those updates as we have them.
April Ryan, AURN News.